This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney Marvel's Black Panther is continuing its superheroic run, grossing a stunning $501 million in North America, becoming the 10th highest grosser of all time. Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman, has dominated U.S. moviegoing since its release 4 weeks ago. Black Panther is looking to pass Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and The Dark Knight next. Go Panther! In other Marvel news, the release of Avengers Infinity War has moved up 1 week from May 4th to April 27th. Marvel announced the news in a Twitter thread with star Robert Downey Jr. making the announcement. The date change means that the Disney tentpole will open day and date worldwide. The Avengers will also team up with the Guardians of the Galaxy, led by Chris Pratt's Star-Lord. Cool! Ratings for the Oscar telecast dove 20% from 2017, hitting a record low of 26.5 million viewers, a statistic that didn't escape the notice of President Trump. Lowest rated Oscars in history, he tweeted from the toilet. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course. Host Jimmy Kimmel fired back, tweeting, "Thanks, lowest rated president ever." Zico Zaki has been cast in the lead role of Dick Wolf's upcoming CBS drama, FBI. The series will detail the inner workings of the New York office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Zaki recently appeared in the CW drama Valor and the CBS drama NCIS Los Angeles. His other credits include 24 Legacy on Fox and the history Navy SEAL drama 6. Congrats, Zico Zaki! The woman who claims Trey Songz attacked her during the NBA All-Star Weekend here is taking action, appearing in court to seek a restraining order against the Say Ah singer after he reportedly punched her in the face. Her attorney said, quote, "The room was filled with Mr. Songz's friends and employees. We're asking just one of them with a conscience to tell us what they saw," unquote. Pay them? What? Lauren Cohan, the actress who has played Maggie since season 2 of The Walking Dead, has been locked in a contract renegotiation with AMC and recently signed on to an ABC pilot, Whiskey Cavalier. Showrunner Scott M. Gimple is optimistic that talks with Lauren will work out for the best. She does not currently have a contract to return for season 9. No Maggie? No way! Netflix has ordered a weekly talk show from Daily Show funny man Hasan Minhaj. The Daily Show correspondent, who's seen his star rise considerably over the past year, is the first Indian American to front a weekly comedy show. The streaming giant has already committed to 32 episodes. Minhaj also hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner last April, and no, he did not perform Super Bass. The late mother of Elton John stiffed the Rocketman singer, leaving him only 2 ceramic urns, while bequeathing his ex-assistant more than $738,000, according to a new report. 3 weeks before her death at age 92 in December, Sheila Fairbrother changed her will to leave half her fortune to Bob Haley, the man at the center of her years-long rift with her son. Ouch, that's gotta hurt. In other Elton news, an onstage incident prompted him to storm off in the middle of a performance at his Las Vegas show. One of the people invited on stage during his performance of Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting put his hands on the piano keys while Elton was playing and continued to do so even after he asked him to stop. That and the selfie attempts made Elton see red. Idiot! Big Sean is giving back to his hometown of Detroit in a major way. He's announced plans to build a luxury movie theater in the city. The Sean Anderson Theater will open in 2020 and will host 10 to 12 movie screens equipped with up to 1,300 seats. The theater will also be used as a venue for live concerts, comedy shows, and other events. Hey, Blake Griffin can go there now, but you won't see Kendall. The Razzies, the awards for worst films and acting, were announced, and Tom Cruise's attempted reboot of the Mummy franchise landed him worst actor. He has no Oscars after 3 nominations, but 2 Razzies. Tyler Perry took Worst Actress for Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, the director's 10th time donning a dress for the role. The Emoji Movie won Worst Picture. Congrats, I think. Usher split from his wife of 2 years, Grace Miguel. The couple said, quote, "After much thought and consideration, we have mutually decided to separate as a couple. We remain deeply connected, loving friends who will continue supporting each other," unquote. A woman came forward last year claiming Usher had given her an STD and paid her off to keep quiet. And that surely didn't help. The Weinstein Company was going to be off life support because an investment group had agreed to buy the flailing company. The deal was made in the office of New York's Attorney General, but it's off now due to $60 million of undisclosed debt. The victims of sexual harassment at the company have been waiting to receive settlement money, but will have to wait longer now. If the company isn't sold, they're screwed. Again. Fetty Wap got 15 charges knocked down to 2, so he'll avoid jail time for his DUI arrest. Fetty pled guilty to driving while intoxicated and reckless endangerment. He was busted in November for racing another car on a highway at speeds over 100 miles per hour while over the legal alcohol limit. He'll pay a small fine and attend 14 hours of impaired driving education. With one eye, idiot. The Trash Bin. Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, already has a son. His baby, named Prince, came in December 2016 while he was dating Khloe. The basketball star was in a serious relationship with the child's mom, Jordan Craig, whom he soon left
during her pregnancy
upon meeting Khloe at comedian Kevin Hart's wedding. Now that's a classy baby daddy. Not.
The news wrap-up.
BlackBerry is suing Facebook for patent infringement of its message encryption, battery, and message notifications. Microsoft is bringing its digital assistant Cortana to Outlook for iOS and Android. Dating app Bumble has banned images of guns from user profiles. A Chinese toddler disabled mom's iPhone for 47 years. Mom probably should have locked her phone.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther is the number one film for a fourth week.
The number one album.
Black Panther's soundtrack returns to the number one spot.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is the number one app again.
The number one book.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara is the number one nonfiction book.
20-year-old Lebanese-American Andrew Bazzi, known professionally as just Bazzi, first became known as a Vine celebrity, and his first musical release was in 2016 when he was featured on the single Fun by Fancy Cars. He was born in Dearborn, Michigan, and relocated to L.A. after finishing high school to pursue his music career. A song he released in October has suddenly gained popularity this year when it became an internet meme through the use of a Snapchat lens filter with the song. Here's Bazzi with the song of the week, Mine.
You so precious when you smile. Yeah. Hit it from the back and drive you wild. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I lose myself up. In those eyes, I just had to let you know you're mine. Hands on your body, I don't wanna waste no time. Feels like forever, even if forever's tonight. Just lay with me. What's this night away with me?
Was Vine celebrity Bazzi with the song of the week, mine. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.